As I look throughout the church tonight, I think there probably are some of you who, like me, would recognize the name of Richard Burton, who was a famous actor, and he came back to his church and was given a reception at his church parish, and there were some complimentary speeches about Richard Burton, and then he asked whether or not there would be anything they would like to hear from him. Well, his old pastor hesitated for a bit and then asked whether or not Richard would recite Psalm 23, the Good Shepherd Psalm. Well, the actor paused for a bit, and then he said, "I will, on one condition, and that is that after I have recited it, you, my pastor, will do the same." And the old pastor said that he would do so. So Richard Burton gave a very impressive presentation, prayer of the Psalm 23, and it was impeccable. Great voice, intonation. The audience was spellbound in the parish hall, and when he finished, there was a great round of applause. And then the old pastor took his turn to recite the psalm. And his voice was feeble and shivering. His tone was far from perfect. But when he finished, there wasn't a dry eye in the room. The actor, Richard Burton, arose, and his voice then quivered, and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I reached your eyes and your ears, but my old pastor reached your hearts. The difference is this: I know the psalm, but he knows the shepherd." The theme of the Good Shepherd permeates our liturgy today, as we heard in the collect as we began our liturgy here this evening, and in the penitential rite and in the readings, we heard several truths and images about Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And through all of those readings, we were invited not only to hear with our ears, but we were, and to know the words, but we were to internalize those words from Scripture and personally experience Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and then in turn to become good shepherds to those around us and to those who are entrusted to our care. Jesus makes several claims in that very short gospel reading that we had today. I think there are only five sentences in today's gospel reading, but it was packed full of truths and full of images as well. One was, Jesus said, "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, and they know my voice." So back in Jesus' days, the Palestinian shepherds, they would bring their sheep into an enclosure at night, and there would be several flocks in that enclosure, and the next morning, then they would take their sheep back out to the pastures. And, of course, then they would call their sheep, and the sheep would recognize their voice, and they would follow that shepherd out to that part of the pasture. So Jesus said the same thing. My sheep know me. They know my voice. And I know each one by name. Yes, Jesus does know each one of us by name. He knows our needs. He knows our concerns. He knows our merits. He also knows our faults. But he loves us just as we are, with all of our limitations. He expects us, however, to return that love to him and to keep his words. So Jesus speaks through the scripture readings that we heard here today about the Good Shepherd. We are spoken to through the liturgy, through the sacraments, through spiritual books that we may be reading and publications, through our prayer, through our silence when we listen to God speaking to us. Jesus also speaks to us through friends and through various other events of our lives. C.S. Lewis once said, "God whispers to us in our pleasures, he speaks to us in our consciences, and he shouts to us in our pain." This quote points out that God is always with us. Jesus is always with us, and especially when we are in pain and heavily burdened. Another point that Jesus made in the gospel reading today is eternal life. Jesus promised eternal life for his sheep. Faith is an important theme in John's gospel. John's gospel was the last of the four to be written, and John's gospel is a bit more theological than some of the other gospel readings that we hear. But John speaks about faith to a large extent. And that faith, we know, is a gift from God. It's a gift that gets planted in us, in our hearts. And it requires, or should require, a response on our part. And that is that we trust in Jesus. And that trust will move us as we go through our life journey to follow the words that Jesus gave and the actions and deeds that were demonstrated by Jesus as he interacted with others who were in need. So those should remind us of, yes, the good times and the bad times, that we know that God is with us, that Jesus is with us. He said that they listened to his voice. His sheep listened to his voice. Jesus' sheep do listen to his voice and follow him. And that's us as well. And yes, sometimes we'll walk through that dark valley that we hear about in Psalm 23 at times. But Jesus then said, "But I give them eternal life." He didn't say, "I will give them eternal life." It's in the present tense. I give them eternal life. In other words, eternal life begins in the here and now. It is having the presence of God with us at all times to guide and direct us and to help us to live according to the ways that Jesus taught. Jesus also said that he protects his sheep. Christ is the good shepherd who calls us to listen conscientiously, deliberately, and wisely for his voice in the depths of our heart, to listen to his voice in the love and joy of our lives, but also in the pain and anguish, the cries for mercy and justice for those around us. Jesus assures us that we are always safe and always accepted in the loving hands of our Creator God. Jesus said, "My sheep follow me." Now that is also taken to mean that we are to follow the shepherd's ways in being shepherds to others. We become good shepherds by loving those around us, by loving those who are entrusted to us, our children and others, maybe parents who are not able to care for themselves now. We are good shepherds by praying for them, by spending our time and our talents for their well-being. As we continue to listen to Jesus and his word, his life grows within us. And Jesus, the good shepherd, offers to those who receive his words a life that cannot be destroyed. To embrace the true joy of this Easter season is to open our hearts and our spirits, our minds and our consciousness to hear the voice of God in our midst. And that voice comes to us many times throughout each and every day. It comes through various actions that we might have presented to us by even other people. And you know, as we think about our good shepherd, you know, Jesus, we also need to think about the other good shepherds in our lives. For example, our priest. For example, others who have had a great influence upon our lives, our teachers, our parents, and others, and be grateful for them, because that is also a very important aspect of who we are, and that is to be grateful for the many blessings that we have received. We need to remember that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, calls each of us by name. Think about that. Jesus calls you by name. Larry, come to me. Rest with me today. And whatever the case may be, maybe you're struggling with a difficult element in your life, just remember that Jesus calls you by name to help you through that difficult time. Let us be grateful for the blessings of the Good Shepherd, for our earthly good shepherds who have given us their love and support. And may we in turn then love and serve those around us. Let us be good shepherds to others who are in our path and in need of our help and our assistance.